So today we're talking about why hiring a marketing agency could be your worst decision ever. So who's taking care of your marketing right now? No, really, who's taking care of that for you? Because if it's anyone other than you, the business owner, you're probably screwed. Or worse, you don't even realize you're screwed. And here's why. If your business is turning over less than $3 million a year, you should be handling all of the marketing. Full stop. No buts, no what ifs. Sure, you might have a team handle the implementation of said strategy, but at the end of the day, you should be responsible for the strategy. Not an agency, not the magical lead fairies, you. These days though, entrepreneurs seem to be more eager than ever to hand over their marketing to agencies who will deliver them leads, and it rarely ends well. I mean, on the surface, it seems like a great deal. Give people some money, they'll do some ads, they'll deliver you some clients somehow. It sounds fantastic, and the agencies know it. But it makes even more sense when you don't know how to market and you don't know how to generate a lead, that when someone comes along offering to do all of that for you, you think it's a good thing. But it's one of the worst things you can do. But why? So according to the University of South Park, a business has three steps. Step one, collect underpants. Step two, step three, profit. And in the real world, your business has three ironically similar steps, but they're all equally important. So step one, generate leads. Step two, make sales. And step three, deliver. So you just rinse and repeat those steps over and over. It's boring, but it's important to do. If you fail at one, your business very quickly goes into intensive care. Missing two or more, your business starts becoming on life support and your time in business is limited. So if you're thinking that you're going to outsource your leads to an agency and you're going to outsource your sales to a sales page, otherwise known as a computer, all that's left to do is delivery. And here's why that's a problem. Let me ask you, would you relinquish control of the delivery of your product or service to someone other than you? Would you just pay them some cash and hope that they deliver to your standards because you weren't sure how to do it yourself? I bet you wouldn't. And I bet if you've hired someone, you'd be making sure that they were doing everything exactly the way they need to, following your exact process or delivering to your high standards. You'd probably call me crazy if I suggested you outsource your delivery if you didn't know how to deliver yourself. Yet, people frequently want to outsource their lead generation and sales. I talk to them on the phone every day. I mean, I get it. I get that you want an automated money printing machine with no effort. I mean, who wouldn't want to get paid to do absolutely nothing? I mean, I'd love to never go to the gym and have six-pack abs and have muscles that rip apart t-shirts, all while outsourcing my nutrition to the local takeaway joint. But just because you can doesn't mean it's smart. And the same goes with marketing. Just because someone's offering to do all of these things for you doesn't mean it's a smart choice. What happens when something goes wrong? What happens when the leads stop coming in? You won't know how to evaluate the provider or troubleshoot the problems when problems arise. You won't know what to do because you never learned what to do in the first place. Agencies know this, and they know that you're clueless as to what their metrics or return on investment should be. I especially love the ones that say you can't get an ROI from social, and that's not the point of social advertising. I mean, of course they wouldn't want it to be the point. That way they don't have to do anything apart from spend your money on ads and show you how much brand recognition you got. But really, you're far better off getting educated and learning what's involved and doing it yourself and learning how it works. Then at that point, you can have someone come in and handle it and manage it to your standards and expectations. And that's why when you're actually ready to hand over your marketing, you won't actually need to, and you probably won't want to either. One of my best mentors is constantly saying, don't be looking for the easy way, be looking for how to get better. I mean, there is no shortcuts, there is no easy way, there is no cheat codes. If you don't know how to market, learn. I did, and you can do it too. And for the record, building landing pages is not marketing, it's admin. So if you see landing pages and marketing as one and the same thing, you need to get some education on what marketing strategy actually looks like. If you know what you want already though, and you want someone to help you build it out, perhaps we should talk. So if that's you and you want some help with the implementation, you should totally take advantage of a free one-on-one consultation with me. We'll talk about where you are now, what you want to achieve, and what needs to be put in place to achieve that. So if you want to have an hour of my time for free to discuss your needs and, you know, start building out your plans, pop in your details in the form below and I'll be in touch to discuss shortly. I hope you enjoy the article. We'll speak again soon. Bye.